When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We at Fatanais pay our respect to the traditional custodians of the Meanjin land. This land is and always will be Aboriginal land. Is this thing on? Hello everyone and welcome to a brand new episode of the Fatanais podcast. I'm your host Demi Lynch and welcome to another week where we talk about the taboos and issues related to the world of being a fat bitch. We have on the show, the glorious Becca, who is on TikTok, who's on Instagram, who is not afraid to call out people for being fatphobic AF. Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Almost as fabulous as your eyeliner game right now, can I just say? I know listeners won't be able to see, but your eyeliner game right now, I'm jealous. Very jealous.
Oh, thank you. I've been perfecting this for like a decade, so it's nothing.
Yes, well, it looks glorious. We are going to kick off the show with a topic that I am very, very keen on ranting with you. And take a moment. It is about mid-sized people kind of taking over the space of the plus-size body positivity movement. And this I wanted to talk about because I saw a video that you posted recently and it was about a woman that was shopping at Zara and you explain what happened. What was the video about that caused you to comment on the cringy video?
Well, okay, let me preface this by saying this creator has done a whole series of these videos called Fat as Zara. Basically, she goes to Zara as a size 16 and tries on a size 14 clothing just to show that I guess you can shop at Zara if you are a size 16. I actually first saw her like several videos ago that she made because she came up on my For You page from other fat creators kind of like, this is really cringy. Like, what are you doing? So by the time I got to one of her videos and stitched it, I really was not the first person to call her out. But basically, yeah, she just... Not necessarily somebody that people would look at and describe as fat, but she was fully owning the term and she's really going for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, like, obviously we don't want to tell someone like, you know, how they can describe their bodies and stuff like that. But like, it is definitely a trend I'm seeing lately, especially on TikTok and Instagram, of mid-sized people being like the face of the body positivity plus size community. And it's just very frustrating. Like, especially like for example, say you and I, we can never even shop at Zara. I've never even bothered walking into Zara stores because I'm just like, nothing will ever fit me even being near my size. So yeah, there is a lot of privilege to put a label on yourself and like, you know, it's hard because like, I know she means well, but it's just cringy, isn't it? It's just so cringy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And like, she even made a comment about, well, I feel fat at Zara because they don't have my size. Well, there's people out there, me as an example, who can't walk into like any store at all and find my size. And even a lot of the brands that have plus sizes still don't have my size. They're not fully size inclusive as much as they want to say that they are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Cause you had that incident with Rihanna with her brand. Was it last year? I'm pretty sure it was where like, you know, she's well known with her brand Savage X Fenty that it's size inclusive, but you made a viral TikTok video and you were calling her out and being like, actually, no, it's not actually as inclusive as people may think.
Yeah. Yeah. When I, when Savage X Fenty first came out, it was very near and dear to me. Cause at the time I was like really big about like posting photos of lingerie and just showing like, you can be fat, you can be sexy at the same time. Like, you know, and, the first few Savage X Fenty shows came out, and I was like, this is beautiful, you know, watching the fashion show. And then after, you know, seeing the show and going online and just wanting to be part of this like beautiful movement, I just witnessed finding out that they actually did not have my size. And it really hurt because they kind of like went over the top reiterating like, we want all women to feel sexy, we want all women to feel included. And they actually just came out with the fourth show. I haven't watched it yet because I'm like, I don't want to feel that way again. So
And you don't want to see Johnny Depp. That's been me. Because every other year, I'm like, as soon as it comes out on Amazon, I'm just like, I'm going to watch it immediately. And I have no interest because I'm just like, I don't want to see Johnny Depp. And also the fact that it's not properly size inclusive. No.
Yeah, no, I did go online to the Savage X Fenty website and see the new drops. But yeah, none of them were still in my size. So.
Stop it. Really?
Oh, yeah, none my of the sportswear, nothing. Because they go up to a 4X, but their 4X is a US 2022. And I'm a 26.
Wow. And it's just also shocking because they are such a big brand. They have so much money. Like, she's a billionaire, for crying out loud. But then, so there is no, like, it's very different, obviously. Like, if it's like a very small business, they're just starting up, I can kind of excuse it. Unless, like, you know, they preach size inclusivity and all that kind of stuff. But like, they're a juggernaut of a brand. And there's so many other brands that could like go up to much larger sizes than that, and they aren't as big. Like, for example, I will always preach snag tights. Like, snag tights, I think, go up to like a size 32, I'm pretty sure. And like, it just, yeah, there's no excuse. No excuse if you're that a big of a brand not to go the extra mile in size inclusivity. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And it's honestly like, from being at my standpoint where I am and not being able to shop at so many places still, it feels fucking like insulting. Like, to see like all these like brands like claim inclusivity just because it's trendy, but then like feeling excluded still. And then people are like, well, why don't you just lose weight so that you can fit in the 3X? If everyone goes up to 3X and you're a 4X, why don't you just lose weight? And I'm like, why should I have to, you know?
I hate that whole argument of just lose weight so you can fit into the sizes. Firstly, I do not want to put myself through restrictive dieting, calorie counting, weighing my food, because I do not want to put myself through that again, physically and mentally. Why should I have to do that in order to fit in a piece of fabric? It's just crazy to me. Like, why is it the cost of my physical, mental well-being? Why is that somehow worth just being able to fit into some brand's piece of clothing when all they can do, they can just literally just go up a size?
So much more like frustrating too, because there's so many, you know, influencers, looping it back around to, we were talking about like the mid-size influencers kind of taking over body positivity. It's frustrating because I remember, you know, not too long ago, a lot of those people not being able to find clothing in their size. And now it's like, they're not, it's like they stopped right there with advocating for people in larger bodies to have clothes, because I have clothes, so I'm good now. And it's just like a lot of the, influencers who preach about body positivity aren't really interested in fat liberation at all. They're not interested in talking about like the really difficult stuff and the ways in which people are still being, you know, excluded.
That's definitely something I wanted to talk to you about, was because that they're really, now before anyone comes at me in the comment section in my DMs and be like, did you not be grateful enough for these people there, you know, being positive and body positive movement, blah, blah, blah. It's just frustrating because the people, I'm not going to mention the names of these people because, again, I don't want followers to come at me and get hateful, all that stuff. I can't deal with trolls at the moment. It's just very annoying that these people that are mid-size have become the face of the body positive movement, because the thing is as well, many of them have created brands out of it. They've created careers out of it. There's money there. There is so much to it, but yet they're the face of it. And people just think then their issues are what body positive issues is happening in the world, whereas like it really isn't. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more. Like those people that I showed you in that post, they can fit in an airplane seat. They can, you know, they can go to a doctor's office and not be told, like, you know, oh, you gotta lose weight if you wanna get this particular pill that has nothing to do with your weight at all. Like, they can live in a thin society without being discriminated against with their bodies. Like, they can do that, whereas we definitely cannot. From your perspective, how can people that are in, say, the mid-sized community that do want to, you know, preach body positivity, how can they actually be good allies for plus-size people?
I think, you know, I think that there's nothing wrong with, you know, promoting brands and things like that. But I think just, like, being thankful still, but acknowledging the people who don't have the advantages that you might have now, I guess.
And I think definitely, like, the people out there that, yeah, are part of the body positive movement but are mid-size, I think use your platforms to promote plus size people. Use your platforms not just to talk about issues that affect you, but to also that also affect bodies that are larger than you. I think having platforms like that is such a huge privilege. And yeah, like, we need allies. We need people of all sizes to be allies to the plus size community. And yeah, it just feels lately that, yeah, so many of these people that have become the face of it that are mid-size, it's just become all about issues that only affect them. So yeah, I think use your platforms for good. Don't just make it about what affects you. Use your platform though, so that it can also what it also affects others. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, like, a lot of people too that don't go through it, like, don't experience what it's like to, you know, not be able to fit in a chair at a restaurant or an airplane seat or things like that. Like, they can only advocate for it so much because they don't know how it feels. So maybe also, like, amplify other people's voices who are saying, like, hey, this is what I'm experiencing in my life as a fat person. This is fucked up. Like, just amplify other people's voices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So, another topic that I want to talk about that is connected to what we were talking about earlier is the everyday things that affects fat people, that impacts just everyday things that they do. And you've spoken about this several times on your TikTok. And I think one of the key ones was about seating. Did you want to elaborate on, like, how seating, just how finding a seat that actually fits you, that can actually hold your weight, that just impacts people so much in just everyday life?
Yeah. Most people don't know what it feels like to have to Google photos of an establishment before they go, just to make sure that the seating is going to accommodate you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that, you know, just going to a basic restaurant and trying to fit in, like, a booth or, like, a patio and the chairs with sides, like, just little things like that. Or, like, even going to a water park where they have this, like, huge, like, who knows how much this thing weighs, tons and tons, and they're like, no, if you're over 200-250 pounds, you're way too big for this. And it's like, am I?
I've had so many instances where I've had to do, I don't like calling it this, but it is, you feel that way, it's like the walk of shame after you've lined up for, like, a good half an hour for, like, a roller coaster or, like, a water slide, and the person just looks you up and down and be like, oh no, you're not gonna fit. Or the worst is, I think it was, like, a couple of months ago, I was with one of my clients, because I do disability support work, I was with one of my clients and we were getting in on this roller coaster, and the thing that you, like, pull down above you to clip in, it wouldn't fully clip in, and the person was getting so aggressive trying to like clip it in on me. Like, I don't know, I had like bruises on my belly afterwards. And because, yeah, they were just like whacking it, like, and just be like, suck it in. I'm just like, I can't. And yeah, so then I had to like walk off, and yeah, everyone was just staring. And I was just like, oh my God, this is, I wish it wasn't embarrassing, but it is embarrassing. And as I waited by the roller coaster, and as my client then just went on the ride by themselves, I noticed each and every time someone else went on, another person had to get kicked off because they were too big. So like, and they, some of them men, some of them are women. And yeah, it just, I know that's a whole other issue of, you know, trying to change rides at every theme park so they cater to people of all sizes. But I think it just shows that just everyday things of like going to a theme park, or for me, just doing my job, taking my client to a theme park, it really impacts me when I can't actually just fit in chairs, like if fit in the roller coaster seats. Like during the summer, I'm expected to take her to water parks. And I asked my followers, do they have a certain, any experiences with this water park that I mentioned, Wet n Wild, it's the Gold Coast. And they were just like, oh, they weigh you there. I'm just like, what? Apparently they weigh you to mix, because apparently like each of the tubes or like the inflatable things, they have like certain limits as a whole. So yeah, apparently they weigh you, and if you go above that, you have to like go back down the stairs. So you have to climb all these stairs, climb all these hills just to get weighed. And apparently it has like a red buzzer or a green buzzer if it's, if you're too heavy or too light.
Oh my God, it like lights up too. Oh God.
Yeah.
I would just not be going there. Yeah. My anxiety would be like, no, yeah. I'm just not going.
Uh-huh, yeah. So I have no idea what I'm going to do when it comes to that. I'm going to, yeah, no idea what I'm going to do about that when it comes to work. And yeah, it's just things like that, just like going to theme parks. And then it's also, you know, as you said, going to restaurants. Like I went to a bar the other night, and there were chairs there that did not even fit like half an ass cheek. And it was so uncomfortable, the stools, like... because they weren't tall enough that you're able to then like just have your legs on the ground and that holds your body up. It was just so awkward and uncomfortable. And
I hate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the bar stools that have like the little like rounded backs. My ass is so big. I literally will just keep like sliding forward off of it and like keep readjusting myself. Recently, I googled a place that my friends wanted to go to, and I'm like, we can't go there. And they're like, why? I'm like, they have bar stools with backs.
Oh my God. I think I'm trying to think what is my go-to chair that I'm just like insane, just like, yes, that's mine. I think mine would have to be, see, I like a booth, but as long as the table moves, that's everything for me. If it doesn't move though, then fuck that shit. Hell no. And then, or like, how would you describe it? I'm like describing like my ideal table going out. That's what fat people think about. Actually, it was at
I used to get scared going into like even just waiting rooms at the doctor's office. Like there's already so much like stress going into the doctor as a fat person, but even just the waiting room, they have those little tiny chairs with the arms. Mm-hmm. But lately I've been noticing that a lot of places are starting to get those like double wide ones where it's like you got I love them. You got extra room. Yes. I can put my purse in it next to me. And I'm like, why? What was so hard about this? Mm-hmm. What was so hard about this all along? Just throw some of these in there.
One of the positives about COVID, I have to say, is that people won't sit near you. And I used to be so self-conscious and be like, oh, this person obviously doesn't want to sit near me because I'm fat, because God forbid I take up more room of this chair and my hips accidentally touch them. Now it's just like, oh no, people just don't want to sit near me because of COVID. That's why it is. Yeah. Yeah.
The amount of stress I would feel going to an airport and just standing there waiting for like the lineup, and just like the way all the other passengers would just be kind of like side eyeing you. Like, I don't want to sit next to this fat bitch. Like, mm-hmm. Oh God.
Oh, that's my the most God. Stressful.
I'm more scared of that part than like the plane malfunctioning or like going down. Yes. To be honest.
Oh, did you see the story? It was from like about a month ago, and it was this woman, and she posted on Twitter, and she was making this whole big deal because she was sat between two fat people. So she got compensated for her seat because she had to sit with next to two fat people.
Wow.
And she was all like, oh, I was so uncomfortable. They were touching me. It was invading my space. And it's just like, honey, they're probably uncomfortable too.
Right. And then they don't want to accommodate the fat person for being uncomfortable.
They're just like, no, the poor thin person, no. Yeah. They have to deal with their bodies being uncomfortable in a chair, no.
I know I've heard a lot of stories, like horror stories about people just like being berated by random strangers on airplanes. And it's just so sick. So it's like, look at this chair. Like, what other chair do you know that is this small? Mm-hmm. Realistically, besides for like children's chairs.
Yes, there are some children's chairs that are more comfortable than like some of the plane chairs, honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's that whole stupid argument of just like, you should buy two plane chairs to two seats then. It's just like, have you seen the cost of trying to get an airplane ticket as it is? My God.
Yeah. Speaking of flying too, fears of flying, that was another thing in one of my TikTok videos that like unlocked a new fear for people, was like the idea of losing your luggage and it being on vacation and like not being able to get new clothes anywhere because nobody has your size. When that idea was presented to me, I was like, well, that just blew my mind. That's a new fear. But a lot of people are like, oh, just put some extra clothes in your carry-on. So I will always do that now. But can you imagine?
Yep, that is going to be a new habit I now have whenever I fly. Clothes in carry-on as well. Imagine losing your clothes and you're somewhere that doesn't carry plus sizes. Like, yeah. Like for example, like particularly like say in Asian countries, because like a lot of the sizing is really small over there. Mm-hmm. What the hell did you do if you got?
I guess I'd be buying a sewing machine and some fabric. I don't know.
I guess so. I guess you'll be doing some sewing on your vacation. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. People don't think about that. They could just go into any store in a mall or a shopping center, and then they're just like, yep, I got these pants for $10. They fit me. Cool. Whereas for us, it's like a journey. It's like an investigation for crying out loud. I just don't get
why we have to like beg people to take our money. Like, why
am I
begging you to have product to sell me? It's wild.
It's very stupid. Very, very stupid. So to finish off today's episode, what I do every single week with my guests, we share our fave fat-friendly find of the week. And that is brands, products that actually cater to the plus-size community and aren't fat-phobic AF. So my dear, what is your fave fat-friendly find of the week?
I really want to plug the brand Whatlo Once. I got this dress. It's probably like still one of my favorite dresses since I got it, but it's a very form-fitting kind of like bodycon dress. And I don't have a lot of like really form-fitting stuff that I feel super comfortable in. They're really inclusive. They focus on sustainability and they also ship to Australia. So
yes, very nice. With all the other social media platforms going to shit right now, particular, of course, Twitter, the Elon Musk of the world, I would recommend people, if they want more plus size content, if they want more content that doesn't feel like it's a cesspool of trash, check out Sunroom. They are very much plus size inclusive. Like, because you know, with Instagram, if you're a plus size person and if you post something that's a bit risque, you will get censored. You will have your image removed because, God forbid, you show too much rolls or too much skin as a plus size person. And yeah, Sunroom, it's a fantastic platform. It was actually started up by, I think, one of the women that was part of Bumble. And yeah, so it's a lady startup and it's a fantastic platform that's safe for sex workers, for people that are plus size, size inclusive, LGBTQIA plus inclusive. It's a great platform. And it's also great if you're a content creator and want to make some moolah as well, because there's like the system where you can like tip people. So then, yeah, you can actually make money from your content. So recommend Sunroom if you're tired of Instagram, tired of Twitter, just tired of the internet because of a certain billionaire that needs to really go to therapy and text his mum back. Try Sunroom. Yeah.
I'm about to try right now. BRB.
Well, thank you so much, Becca, for coming on to the show. I know it was such a journey to get you on the show. That is my bad. But
It's totally okay.
I'm really, really appreciative that you are coming on to the show to speak about all the issues that we spoke about. Where can people find you? Where can people find you if they want more of your rants?
So you can find me on TikTok at Becca Plus Fashion, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at just Becca Plus.
Fabulous. Well, if anyone wants to find you, they can head on over to today's show notes. But yes, big thank you for coming on to the show, Becca. I greatly appreciate it. And thank you so much, listeners, for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed our chat, if you enjoy the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review. And I will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
We at Fat and Eyes pay our respect to the traditional custodians of the Meanjin land. This land is and always will be Aboriginal land.